This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. I was away for a couple of days. Great job by Lee Elsie, who is at our East Coast flagship affiliate. He has the morning show on WJJF-FM in, well, I know it's Connecticut, but they call it New London, Connecticut, and also Montauk, Long Island, Nassau, Suffolk County, Long Island, WJJF-FM, Lee Elsie is the morning talk show host, and him and I have become great friends. I'm a guest on the show often, and Lee filled in for me for a couple days, did such a great job. Everybody was just thrilled. It was like being back home again. Nobody minded that I was out for a couple days, which is what I want in my guest host. I have found my guest host, so Lee will be with us anytime I'm out. As an example, I'll be out this Friday, because this Friday's my birthday. That's right, July 20th is the big five-something birthday for Wayne Root. I won't say which year it is, but it's five-something. And so I'll be out for my birthday Friday. Very rare that I'm out 3 days in 1 week, but it's just one of those things. Took a four-day vacation over a Saturday, Sunday, and then a Monday, Tuesday, and then my birthday is Friday, and I'm going to have a very big day planned with friends and family. And so in any case, I am back. Lee Elsie did a great job. Thank you, Lee. And now we've got, and by the way, you know what I was ranting about in the first hour of this show. And I will be ranting about that in hour number three. When the TV show comes on in Newsmax TV about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I told you so, she is a commie. About Obama, I told you so, lecturing, accepting big money to give speeches in South Africa while they are literally practicing apartheid against the white people of South Africa. And Donald Trump, of course, this nonsense that he's too complicit with the Russians. No, it's Hillary and Obama that were too complicit, and Saul Alinsky said it best. He said, whatever you see in the mirror, blame the other guy for. So Obama and Hillary were the ones complicit in a collusion with the Russians, so they're blaming Trump. And then number four big thing while I was away was MGM, this horrible, tragic, despicable lawsuit by MGM Resorts International against their very own customers who were victims and some cases dead now, because of a terrible attack on their property, and they're suing the victims, and we talked about that as well. And just got a surprise call from a Jane Doe, who's a security officer at MGM and is ashamed of her own company, and also says they've done nothing to help their security. Nothing. In any case, we've got our guest here, Dale Bellis. He is the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, and he is our healthcare expert. And we love to have him on at least once a month because there's always something going on. I mean, nothing is more important to me other than immigration and the border. I think the single biggest issue besides those two is still Obamacare and healthcare. And so he's our healthcare expert who lets us know all the big news and what's going on and what's coming down the pike that might be good for us or bad for us. And so without further ado, Dale Bellis, Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Wayne, doing wonderfully well. Thank you so much for the invitation.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about some of the things happening in healthcare. First of all, a House panel advances a bill that would temporarily halt Obamacare's employer mandate. Tell us what that would mean for all the small business owners of America.
We have anticipated that this would come, and thankfully the House Ways and Means Committee has put that proposal out. As we all know, the individual mandate has been altered. That is, the mandate still exists, but the fine for not observing the mandate has been dialed down to zero. This just brings equity between the two most disliked features of the ACA, the individual mandate, the employer mandate. It simply removes the fine so that employers then would be free to offer health care to their employees on their own terms.
So, first of all, you're telling us, we already know that because Trump and the GOP Congress gutted the mandate for individuals, that we as individuals no longer face a fine. But at this moment, it did nothing for the employers. The employers still face a fine if they don't provide insurance. Is that correct?
That is precisely the case, and the employer mandate continues and really provides immense pressure on small employers, 50 and over, and as well as large employers, to provide insurance, and it's incredibly costly and imposes an immense amount of pressure to fulfill that mandate, and this would simply remove that fine.
All right, so there's a great example of why we love Dale Bellis, because I had no idea. I thought when he gutted the employer, when he gutted the mandate, the Obamacare mandate, I thought it gutted for both people, you know, individuals and employers. I had no idea that was still left over. So that would be wonderful if we could bring parity to both the small business owners and the individuals. That would be a good thing. So we know it'll pass, I think, in the House, but the question is, how do you ever pass something like that in the Senate when you've got a Susan Collins of Maine and a Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and some of these kind of, you know, liberal, moderate, establishment GOP types who just don't go along with what's important? It's pretty scary, but let's hope we get it through. All right, let's talk about Trump's push for more basic insurance plans that could equal big changes for California health care. Tell us about it, Dale.
Yeah, there are two aspects of health care coverage prior to the ACA that the Trump administration is offering to bring back. One is the association plans. That is where individuals in the same industry or businesses of similar trades or in the same geography can band together and create their own association for health care, and it would be less costly, designed specifically for them, and that is an excellent tool for the small businessman particularly. The other is the short-term type coverage health plans when people are changing jobs, if they're a student going to a university. In other cases, those are short-term health plans. Both instances of health coverage were banned by the ACA. The administration is bringing them back. They've already created the rules for association plans, and now are making short-term health plans available, and there's a great deal of resistance among those who want a much more controlled marketplace for health care, saying that this would disrupt the entire Obamacare game plan for health care, particularly in California. And so they're resisting these two innovations, but I perceive them and see them as great market-based innovations for reducing health care costs.
Why is this only about California health care? Why wouldn't this be this idea extend to health care in all 50 states?
Well, it would, in fact, affect all of the U.S. And would be, I think, a very positive development in health care. The association health plan, especially, they rolled out the rules for association plans last month, and they're going to be able to be put in place within just a few months yet to come. That will be a significant change. The short-term health plans will also be beneficial for unique circumstances. And why not make those sorts of options available? They existed before the ACA. They've always been in our healthcare economy, and it just makes sense to bring them back.
All right. And then the third thing we wanted to get to today is the GOP chairman, I guess this means of Congress, I guess GOP chairman, maybe the healthcare committee in Congress, is in talks with Trump officials on restarting key Obamacare payments. Why on earth would they do that? Let Obamacare die. How stupid are these guys?
Chairman Kevin Brady of the House Ways and Means Committee wants to continue these support payments to insurance companies, and it comes from the actuarial portion of the premiums in the individual market, that if you're a licensed health insurer, you have to return or make a payment back to the federal government, and Health and Human Services then disperses those funds purportedly for the high-risk pools that the insurance companies are responsible for paying for those with catastrophic and special needs kinds of medical care. And the Trump administration and the HHS under Azar is putting a suspension on those payments, saying, whoa, wait a minute. Well, are these really being used well? Is this an appropriate way in which to disperse funds? Let's put a pause and examine this process. And Brady, in whatever wisdom he feels he has, is attempting to pressure the Trump administration to continue these payments because of the fear that they all believe that it will increase premiums and destabilize the insurance market. But it's federal dollars. Let's make sure these funds are being used appropriately.
All right. Our healthcare expert is Dale Bellis. He's the executive director of Liberty Health Share. And by the way, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this program. And by the way, I'm a member. I'm living proof that Liberty Health Share is fantastic. It's a great alternative to traditional health insurance. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty Health Share member. Wayne Allen Root is not only a member, but my kids are a member. My family's a member. I put their lives, their health care in the hands of Liberty Health Share. I've loved it from the day I did it. There is no greater credibility out there or testimonial out there than when the host of the show says, I fired Aetna, my health insurance, and I hired Dale's company, Liberty Health Share, and it is fantastic. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. How about trying it right now? Dale, they should all call Liberty Health Share right now. Phone number, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. One more time, 855-58-LIBERTY. Dale, thanks for coming on, and thanks for educating us all.
Thank you, Wayne. It's a pleasure. God bless.
Thank you. He makes us all smarter about our health care. Thank you, Dale, and thank you, Liberty Health Share, for not only educating us, but smartening us up, but also sponsoring the show. We really appreciate our sponsors, and Liberty's been with us from the beginning. LibertyHealthShare.org. Wayne Allen Root. More now, USA Radio. When we get back, I will have more to say about MGM.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special, it's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now. Does your...
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Broadcasting across the radio network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. By the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by Swiss Wave. All of you know I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I've started and run dozens of businesses, and I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, listen up. Or perhaps you want to be an entrepreneur or small business owner for the first time in your life, listen up. This is your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, there's no medication, and there's no surgery of any kind. And so the deal is, these clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and you could be up and running in 30 days. Wow, you don't find many of those. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info. This is your chance. If you've never owned a business before, never been an entrepreneur before, or you've been a lifelong small businessman or entrepreneur, great opportunity to check out a great new business opportunity. And I'll give you that website one more time. It is medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info. All right. So this, I said I'd talk more about MGM, and the headlines are just so bad for MGM. The headlines all across the internet are just a nightmare. Here's the New York Post. The New York Post headline says MGM already facing backlash after suing Las Vegas shooting victims. And as you read the story, infuriated by MGM Resorts International's lawsuit against the victims of the Vegas concert mass shooting, some people are urging a boycott of the company's hotels and resorts. The chain went to federal courts in Nevada and California, taking on more than 1,000 victims of the deadliest mass shooting in modern history. The company's not seeking money, but instead wants all the claims dismissed. In response, social media users blasted the chain with the hashtag BoycottMGM, #BoycottMGM. Anyone with a conference or a convention scheduled at MGM Resorts should cancel it and schedule it in a different venue. Cancel room reservations at MGM, Bellagio, Circus Circus, Luxor, Excalibur, Mandalay Bay, New York, New York, the Mirage, or other MGM property, said one person on Twitter. Imagine surviving a mass shooting, said another. Maybe you lost family or friends, certainly your health, and now you're being sued. This, the gun nuts dystopia we're living in, shameful. There's no excuse for this. I hope you go out of business, MGM Resorts International. Brian Claypool, who will be on the show in a few minutes, by the way, just in a matter of about 10 minutes, Brian will be on. An attorney was at the music festival where the shooting broke out, told the Associated Press, the lawsuits are a hypocritical maneuver that will turn into a public relations nightmare for MGM, just as I predicted, by the way. The moment I read this, I put on my Facebook account, MGM is done, finished, goodbye. They'll be viewed as the most hated company in the history of business. We collectively view this, he said, Claypool, as a bullying tactic to intimidate the survivors who are rightfully seeking social change and redress through the litigation process. MGM should have explained its actions before the media picked up on the lawsuit, Eric Rose, a partner at the California-based crisis management firm Englander, Nabe, and Allen, said. They couldn't explain the lawsuit in a soundbite, and therefore they are suffering the consequences with bad headlines, Rose said. It makes it look like they're going after the victims. It's going to hurt their brand. He's being way too nice. It's not going to hurt their brand. It's going to wipe their brand off the face of the earth. No one will want to stay at an MGM property. No one will want to book a convention at an MGM property. Anyone who's already booked a trip or a convention will cancel. In a Twitter post Tuesday evening, the company said it has filed what is known as an action for declaratory relief. All we're doing, in effect, is asking for a change in venue from state to federal court, the statement said. We're not asking for money or attorney's fees. We only need to resolve these cases quickly, fairly, and efficiently. Yeah, right. It's amazing. Lawsuits have been piled up against both MGM and concert promoter Live Nation, accusing the companies of not having adequate security or properly trained staff. What this comes down to is just reckless corporate ownership with no brain, no understanding at all. None. No understanding for what this would do to their image. You can't explain this in a soundbite. You can't explain it in a paragraph. You can't explain it in a 300-page War and Peace book. You're suing the victims who were victimized and terrorized on your property. And the one thing no one's mentioning, and again, I think Lauren Loomer exaggerated a little bit, I don't believe this says point blank it was an act of terrorism. But I believe they're using a terrorism act to try and get it thrown out. And that would be, as Laura explained, she's right, them kind of de facto saying this was terrorism. And therefore, it's hypocritical. Because MGM and the police and the sheriff of Vegas and the FBI, they all went out of their way to say it wasn't terrorism. Now they're trying to get out of trouble by claiming it was terrorism. Or certainly that it was part of a terrorism act passed by Congress that was aimed at terrorism. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. MGM, now the most hated company in America.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was repeatedly asked today during her White House press briefing about President Trump's assertion that Russia is not trying to interfere in our elections. A reporter shouted a question at President Trump regarding whether Russia was still a threat. Sarah Sanders explains that exchange.
I got a chance to speak with the president after those comments, and the president said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions. The president and his administration are working very hard to make sure that Russia is unable to meddle in our elections, as they have done in the past and as we have stated.
Today in Washington, D.C., U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke out as to why the United States withdrew from the U.N. Human Rights Council.
In the end, the United States couldn't convince enough countries to stand up and declare that the Human Rights Council was no longer worthy of its name.
Today in Washington, D.C., U.N. Ambassador to...
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Is
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This segment of the show is sponsored, by the way, by Cenogenics. They're doing a great job. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, a guest on this show will be my doctor from Cenogenics, flown all the way from Alaska, who's one of the top anti-aging doctors in the country, a brilliant guy. He was assigned to me, just as you will get assigned, one of the top doctors in the country. And thousands of doctors try out to be a Cenogenics physician. Only 1% who go through Cenogenics training actually make it to become a partner. It's kind of like being a Navy SEAL. And then you get unlimited consultations with your Cenogenics physician and the full clinical team to work with you to get the results you want. Everybody wants to be younger, so call them at 888-YOUNGER for your free, no-obligation consultation. If you want to be older, don't call Cenogenics. If you want to be younger, call 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free from anywhere in the USA. Free, no-obligation consultation. Or register at Cenogenics.com, and we'll tell you all about step-by-step what they did for me yesterday. After my first 30 days, it was the most incredible results you'll ever see in your entire life. Amazing. Thank you. Cenogenics, 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be older, don't call. If you want to be younger, call 888-YOUNGER. All right, we've got our guest. You know I've gone on a rant in the first 2 hours of the show, on an absolute rant against MGM. And Brian Claypool was not only an October 1st Vegas Massacre shooting survivor, but he is an attorney. He represents 75 survivors and victim family members. And Brian's been on my show, I think, two or three times in the past. This is probably his fourth time on. And he knows I'm a big supporter of what all these people went through, and I think they should go, you know, just go after MGM. What MGM just did is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my entire life. They are now the most hated company in the history of American corporations. What a tragic error to do what they did. They've destroyed their brand. Without further ado, Brian Claypool. Brian, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. How's it going, man?
So you come straight off a Fox News TV interview.
Yeah.
We were just watching you on Fox News. Now we've got you in our USA radio interview. I went into a rant today, the likes of which you want to grab it. We've got it in the first hour, and I should send it to you, because I just hit MGM and their CEO, Jim Murin, so hard that he must be on the floor vomiting. This guy is a disgrace to America, disgrace to capitalism, disgrace to everything that I've ever argued is so great about capitalism. He makes corporate America look bad compared to the mafia. You know, the mafia would treat people better in Vegas than this guy, Jim Murin, and his MGM board decided to treat these people. And I am just ashamed and I'm embarrassed for the city of Las Vegas as to what this guy did to you and your wonderful clients. The victims of this tragedy should not be sued and have to be put through another stressful situation. MGM is a disgrace, and Jim Murin has got to be fired today or step down today. So what do you think about my comments?
I think your comments are spot on, and thank goodness you're out there to create the transparency and say the things that so many people across this country want to say, but they don't have the opportunity or the forum to say it. Because you're exactly right. This has everything to do with greed and selfishness and indignance. And I said on Fox just now, and I was on with Laura Ingraham last night as well. You know what I said on both shows? That MGM has jumped into a deep swamp, okay? What I mean by that is they are so dirty and filthy and smelly now by jumping in and doing this. They send a statement out. I'm sure you comment on it. They have a spokesperson send a statement that, oh, this is best for the victims. We want to resolve this quickly, fairly, and efficiently. Those are the exact words. Quickly, fairly, and efficiently. So let's see. You all almost got killed. Some of you got killed. Thousands of you got injured. Myself, suffering from PTSD, and we want to help you by suing you and getting your case kicked out of court. Just thanks. My thank you card's in the mail.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. And they've made themselves look so horrible. They're obviously, you know, I mean, this is the thing. You can read things by what people do. And obviously their lawyers told them, you're going bankrupt. You're done. You're finished. So you've got to do a Hail Mary. You're going to lose billions and billions of dollars, and you don't have the money to pay the bills. You're going under. So if you want to survive in business, I got a Hail Mary for you. Don't you think that's what the lawyers must have told them?
Yeah, look, I've been doing this for 25 years in Toronto. I don't look like it, thank God. But here's the deal. I get it if they want to try to throw a Hail Mary and try to get out of these lawsuits. They've got a slim chance of that happening. But the manner in which they did this is reprehensible and should be unacceptable throughout our society. What they could have easily done if they wanted to, if they wanted to play straight, was there were already a couple cases pending in Clark County Superior Court. Wayne, they could have simply filed a motion in one of those cases to have this federal law enacted to try to have that case thrown out, right? And if they had won in that case, and it goes all the way up to the Supreme Court, and they win, then that would apply equally to all of the other claimants in the case. So had they won, had they had true intention here, rather than intimidating and bullying all of us, they could have easily done it that way and not publicly humiliated. My phone's been blown off the hook from clients across the country. I'm losing a lawsuit. What am I going to do? This is horrible. And they're all trying to get to their therapist to deal with it.
Well, let me ask you this. So Laura Loomer called in my show earlier. You know Laura, I assume, yes? Investigative reporter who's been on this thing from the very beginning, and no one's been on it more than me or Laura Loomer. And we both have been of the same mind that we believed from the beginning that it wasn't just Stephen Paddock. We always believed he had help. We always believed it was probably ISIS-related or Islamic terrorism-related. And MGM and the sheriff and the FBI and everybody involved went out of their way to say, no terrorism, no terrorism, no terrorism. It's not terrorism. You're all conspiracy theorists. Got nothing to do with terrorism. And now they filed a lawsuit that basically admits, in a way at least, that it is terrorism because they're relying on a terrorism act from right after 9/11, from 2002, to be used in this case. Well, if it wasn't terrorism, why are they using a terrorism act?
Thank you. You're the first person I've heard understand what I've been trying to say for days now. Here's the ultimate irony in this entire saga. You're exactly right. I was so nauseated. I was on your show a couple of times talking about how Sheriff Lombardo, the FBI, they're all out there. We are 100% sure this is not the terrorist case. You know why? When I talked about it, it was all their greed. The money, money, money. We don't want to tarnish our image across the world. We need you folks to come from everywhere to keep spending your money in those slot machines. Well, guess what, MGM? You are going to get hung by all of those comments by Lombardo and the FBI saying that's not terrorism. Because when we file our papers in this case, we're going to attach all those statements to show the judge that they've admitted it isn't terrorism. And now they're trying to twist that back. Now, it's so ironic.
Right. I agree. Now, let me ask you this, Brian. I just want to get this straight. So I believe that what they're trying to say is they never said in this lawsuit, per se, I didn't read it, so I'm going to ask you, did they ever say per se this was a terrorist act, or are they just trying to say the Terrorism Act passed by Congress says that if you hired a security company that's approved by Homeland Security to deal with terrorism, then you're not on the hook for liability in an attack? Do they ever actually state it was a terrorist attack, or they're just relying on a law involving terrorism? So de facto, they're kind of saying it's a terror attack. Which words are actually used? I just want to get that exactly right.
It's the latter. They're simply saying that the what's called the Safety Act in 2002 applies, and that they are immunized from liability because they hired this company, CSC, and that they are certified by Department of Homeland Security, basically. But one point I want to make with you that I wasn't able to make on the Fox interview a few minutes ago. It's really important. I got cut off by another lawyer, but here's another critical point I hope that you get out there for the coming weeks on this, is that even if a judge somehow, somewhere, says that this was terrorism under the definition they have under the federal law, that's not the end of the game. The law then goes on to say that MGM has to prove that the security and the technology used was, and this is a quote, effective and had utility. So good luck, MGM, trying to prove that when 58 people were shot down and killed, over 1,000 injured, and then everybody else running for their lives.
Well, can I tell you something? Before you came on the show, we had a call here from an anonymous MGM security officer, a woman. She called herself Jane Doe. She was obviously shaken. She sounded like she was ready to cry. Her voice was like shaking. And she said that, first of all, she's ashamed of being an MGM employee. It's disgusting. And number two, MGM security is no better now than it was the day of the attack. And number three, every time any employee in security brings it up, the management of MGM says, shut up and get over it. It's old news. So I just wanted you to hear that. I wanted you to know what's going on here in Las Vegas. Yeah. That's from an anonymous security officer at MGM.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. And if you can think about the logic of the comment that I made, think about it. Like if the law applies the way that MGM wants, then that means any business can go out and find some phantom company that may have been certified by the Department of Homeland Security. And by the way, who knows how long ago they were certified, right?
Right.
So just being certified is not enough. What if you certify a company, then 2 years later you hire them and they bring nothing to the table? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you need, hey, Brian, look, the music's on. You know, we got to leave. You know what I think. Look, you've heard and you've seen my columns, I assume, in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I have hit MGM and Jim Murren so hard. Their security sucked and still sucks. They did nothing to prevent this from happening. If anything, they're negligent because of what they did. It did happen. And now they're trying to victimize the victims once again, or terrorize the victims of terrorism once again. I think they should be ashamed, and Jim Murren should be fired today, and the Casino Control Commission should fine him $20 million on the way out door for the damage he did to the brand of Las Vegas. So, Brian, we're with you, buddy. Thank you for coming on the show, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, a couple things that have just come across the news wire that I think will be of interest to you. You know, we used to be laughed at conservatives when we said that illegals will soon be voting in California elections. And I know they've been voting in California elections. Illegally. Illegals have been voting illegally, but California has made it possible for them to do that. But they've hushed it up. They've been quiet about it. But it's now happening. Legally, it's now happening. This is the foreign intelligence, foreign interference in our elections. Non-citizens are now legally registered to vote in San Francisco school elections. This is what you call foreign interference. High school students gather to protest in opposition of Donald Trump's presidential election victory outside of City Hall in San Francisco. It's showing a picture where a ballot measure passed in the same election allowing non-citizens to register to vote in school board elections went into effect Monday. San Francisco began registering non-citizens, including undocumented aliens, to register to vote Monday in the November elections for the school board. Yeah, you don't think they're also going to vote for Congress, too, huh? The move follows passage of a 2016 ballot measure by San Francisco voters opening school elections to non-citizens who are over the age of 18, city residents, and have children under age 19. This is no-brainer legislation, says Hillary Ronan, another commie Hillary. A San Francisco supervisor told the Chronicle, "Why would we not want our parents invested in the education of their children? We want to give immigrants the right to vote," says Norman Yee, a county supervisor. But Harmeet Dillon, who serves on the Republican National Committee, told the station she disagrees with those assessments. The reason I voted against it is that I think the right to vote is something that goes along with citizenship. San Francisco becomes the first city in California to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections following the passage of Measure N with 54% of the vote after two previous failed tries. Wow. Now, when I told you from the beginning that the minute you give illegal aliens the right to get a driver's license, they will automatically register to vote. People laughed at me, right? And they all did, and they're doing it. Now you give them the right to vote in local elections, they'll automatically vote in national elections. Right? Unbelievable. More news just in. The House GOP pins 167 Democrats with an abolish ICE vote. Good job. GOP legislators wrapped the unpopular abolish ICE campaigns around House Democrats' necks on Wednesday by forcing a floor vote, so Wednesday's today, just happened, by forcing a floor vote where 167 Democrats abstained or voted against a resolution praising ICE. the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. So it was a vote to praise ICE. 167 Democrats either voted against it or abstained. Democratic leaders protested and denounced the resolution, which was passed by 226 GOP votes. This is the equivalent of fiddling while Rome burns. It is a meaningless stunt, said Democratic Representative Ralph Nadler. We have more important things to do. Democrats are under growing pressure from the progressive base to block ICE's popular immigration reforms. But that is electoral poison, so Democratic leaders have been trying to shift attention back to the higher priorities, such as health care. Only 18 Democrats voted for the GOP's pro-enforcement resolution, while 34 Democrats voted against the resolution, and 133 abstained by voting present in the hopes of minimizing the blowback for ordinary voters or their progressive base. Wow. Amazing thing. Steve Scalise, who got shot during that softball game, GOP softball game practice, said on Twitter, I'm proud of Stand With ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agents. Protect our communities from terrorism, human trafficking, illegal drugs, and gang violence. It's deeply concerning the House Democrats refuse to stand up for American national security over open borders. And what does the resolution do? It simply says we stand behind our ICE agents, those brave men and women who are keeping America safe. Are we for open borders? Absolutely not. Any other vote than yes is a vote for open borders. Again, Steve Scalise in a tweet. And Democrats could not vote for it, but many of them abstained. Shows you what you're dealing with here, folks. Shows you exactly what you're dealing with. And I told you earlier in the show, I found out about this socialist Ocasio-Cortez. She now calls for the occupation of airports and ICE offices. We have to mobilize, she says. These are the dangerous people. Dangerous, dangerous people. Freaks. Kippies, freaks, weirdos, flakes, and commies. Scumbags. The dirt beneath my feet, socialist Ocasio-Cortez is. Far-left New York congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has called on protesters to occupy airports, border crossings, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement offices nationwide. We have to occupy all of it, she told Democracy Now. We need to occupy every airport. We need to occupy every border. We need to occupy every ICE office till those kids are back with their parents. Where was she when Obama was separating kids from their parents? And by the way, why is she now doing this? To erase the stain of her horrible interview on PBS the other day. A terrible interview where she talked about Israel occupying the Palestinians and Israel has to be defeated. That's what she was talking about. She needs to get rid of that stain because so many Democrats found out she's a dummy. A dummy, even the Democrats. Democrats couldn't live without pro-Israel money. Could not live. And so the Democratic Party freaked out when someone came out and said something like that. That's a radical thing. Even the Democratic base completely believes that. The Democratic base is pro-Muslim. The Democratic base is pro-Palestinian. The Democratic base is anti-Israel. But they can never admit that. The leaders have to keep acting like they love Israel because the big money in donations is from people that are pro-Israel. So they don't know what the hell to do or say. So when she comes along, well, hell breaks loose. She's going to destroy the whole donor base of the Democratic Party. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We get back. I'll be in my suit and tie. It's time for Newsmax TV.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.